Good morning. It's Thursday, June 27th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories along with other important things going on in our community. Today, the Northern Cochise Community Hospital, or NCCH, is gearing up for a round of significant upgrades. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Before we begin, some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Ben Johnson is a voice actor, author, blogger, foundation director, and human rights activist from Arizona? He has voiced promotions for CBS, Fox, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, and various movies and commercials. Johnson moved from E! To Entertainment Tonight in 1998 and was the voice of Judge Joe Brown until 2005. His novels include If the Rain Don't Cleanse and One Size Fits All. In 2006, he launched the webcast Life on the Left Coast and focused on activism. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has three locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. The Northern Cochise Community Hospital, or NCCH, is gearing up for a round of significant upgrades. This hospital, vital to the city of Wilcox and the surrounding areas, plays a crucial role in emergency responses along busy Interstate 10. In 2021, NCCH became part of the TMC Health Group, intending to enhance its access to resources and its financial stability. Since its inception in the late 1960s, the hospital has continuously needed to evolve and meet the needs of its community. On June 24th, hospital administrators convened to discuss the next phase of their latest project, the construction of a new entrance canopy and facade. During this meeting, Chief Executive Officer Mo Sheldon presented architectural renderings of the proposed design and addressed questions from attendees. Sheldon emphasized the importance of securing funding for a decontamination room, a vital addition to the hospital's emergency services. The proposed canopy will be larger, replacing the outdated structure with a cantilevered design that facilitates better access for emergency vehicles and mobile units. The current canopy, part of the original 1960s design, has suffered considerable wear and tear over the years, while also managing to hinder the movement of larger vehicles. On a recent inspection tour, Sheldon highlighted the damage, pointing out cracks and scrapes accumulated over decades. In a significant boost to the project, U.S. Representative Juan Ciscomani, with the support of Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema, secured $859,000 in federal funding for NCCH as part of a broader budget allocation for the district. This funding, approved in March, requires a 25% match from the hospital, which plans to raise through its annual fundraising event, Boots and Bling. Initially estimated at $1.1 million in 2021, the project's cost has now risen to approximately $1.5 million due to inflation and delays. The next steps involve finalizing architectural plans and securing bids to better estimate timelines and costs. Currently, the hospital relies on a collapsible decontamination unit when serious emergencies occur. Last year, the hospital activated its decontamination procedures 5 times. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Next, Parents as Teachers is a program that helps with early child development. The Arizona Children's Association helps parents to fill the summer teaching gap by giving them skills they need to foster year-round learning. Taylor Mazok of Cronkite News has the story.
Learning during the summer months can be hard, especially when schools are closed. Taylor Mazok tells us about one organization that is helping families around the valley prepare young kids for school and educate their parents at the same time.
Let's play school.
For Sunny and Lily, school is a new thing, and conquering it can be scary. And the same thing goes for their mom, Michelle. This is where parent educators like Alex Davis step in.
So we were working on school readiness. Lily has a big transition coming up, going into a preschool. And so then the next step will be kindergarten. And so that's the ultimate goal, is kindergarten readiness.
Locally, the Parents as Teachers program is run by the Arizona Children's Association. Parent educators visit families at home to teach parents about child development, including looking for any developmental delays.
I was worried in particular with my son's speech initially, and they were able to kind of show us like the guidelines and kind of talk about strategies where I could help.
Since many of the children the program works with were born during COVID, their developmental years were spent inside the home or behind a mask.
Especially as like a mom, I feel like a lot of people have support. You know, they go to baby groups, they could do a lot of things. I didn't have a lot of that. So when they were able to come in and come inside our home, which at the time didn't feel like anyone was ever allowed to do, they were able to help us through a lot.
Davis typically visits families once a week and spends about an hour with them working on play learning, communication, and how to address different behaviors.
I think ultimately it's teaching the parents to be the teachers. So teaching parents about developmental milestones, activities they can do. If they're not meeting milestones, what ways can we help partner with them to help the kids meet those milestones?
Ultimately, if the parents know more, so will their children. In Phoenix, Taylor Mazok, Cronkite News.
Parents as Teachers is free for any parents with children ages 0 to 5. They can even begin the education process during pregnancy.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. This Friday at 8 p.m., grab your friends and head over to Tell Mama for an evening of blues and country music. Featuring Red McAdam and the Lemmy Adams with bluesman Trent, the bar promises that this is the only stop in Cochise County on their Big Buck Hunting Tour. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Deborah Wendt. Deborah was born in Connecticut in 1952. She moved to California at age 23, where she met her husband, Bill. They later settled in Arizona. Deborah worked for the state of Arizona for 24 years and was an active community member involved in various organizations. She loved spending time with her family, NASCAR, baking, and genealogy. Though she struggled with difficult illnesses, she remained loving, kind-hearted, and positive. She survived by her husband 40-plus years, her mother, sister, daughter, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and extended family. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Deborah's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.